Welcome to our fourth episode of Game Polisher Radio, the Game Maker Talk Show for you to stay up to date in the news, hear about the newest Game Maker games, and even learn how to make better games with tips and tutorials. Today, on the 29th of May, I, HD for Life, am broadcasting to you from the U.S.
Also from the U.S., as today's co-host, I am Vlad Chekhov.
Let's get polishing. Show topics today, we have Game Maker News, why we weren't on the last 2 weeks, instant play for GM8, Jet Room removed from the Gazette, Competition 06 Summer Competition announced, Game in Scotland, PSP Video 3, Indie Burst Competition 01, and the Game Polisher Summer Kickoff Broadcast will be announced. Some of these are kind of old because we haven't been on the last 2 weeks, so bear with us.
And for game reviews, we have Hero Core by Daniel Remar and Bitman 2 by Darshell.
Tutorial reviews and help, we have GM Tutorials.
And for other coding language news, we have tons of Flashpunk updates and Adobe CS5 release.
And of course, the good old trusty credits. Well, let's get polishing. Now, the Game Maker News. You might have been wondering why we weren't on the last 2 weeks. We've had tons of technical difficulties. We've had troubles with recording, microphones, internet access. I just got Wi-Fi in my basement, so it's all good now. We'll be on now, but we haven't been the last 2 weeks, and we're very sorry for that.
Next on Game Maker News, we have GM8 Instant Play. Yo-Yo Games has corrected the Game Maker 8 Instant Play problem. From now on, when you upload your games, the Instant Play for Game Maker 8 should run like a charm. Mike says that you should update your current Game Maker 8 games. It shows you how in the Game Maker Gazette.
So it's just update your games if you've submitted them with Game Maker 8 before May 10th. If you've done it after that, it should be fine, but if you've done it before that, then you should re-upload your game. And next, we have Chat Room removed from the Gazette. Brian removed the chat room from the Game Maker Gazette because he reports it has been bombarded with pornographic spammers. They've tried banning them, but they changed their IP, and they just can't get rid of them. So they just completely removed it from the Game Maker Gazette. The chat can still be found on the GM Indie website.
Yo-Yo Games Competition 06 for this summer. Yo-Yo Games just announced their sixth competition, which is the second competition this year. Why, it's only been a few days since he announced the winners of Competition 05. Supposedly, the competition is to celebrate that the Yo-Yo Games office is moving to Dundee. The theme is discovery. You can do anything around that theme, from sailing ships and map making to mad professors. So put your thinking caps on for this one and let the creative juices flow.
The competition rules are Game Maker 7 and 8 only. Fixed screen size, just like the last one, is 480 by 272, no bigger, no smaller. Game must start in a window, though a full screen option is allowed. Final EXE must be no bigger than 8 megabytes. EXE only, no zip files, no DLLs, no installation packages, no use of the registry, no boobies. Game controls that can be used are up, down, left, right, for movement, and space. Z, X, and C as action keys, and P for pause. All games must be tagged with Competition 06. Anything tagged incorrectly will not be considered. 2D or 3D can use, but it must be standard Game Maker features. Remember, no extensions. And the contest finishes at August 31st, 2010.
And the prizes are, as usual, first prize $1,000, second prize $500, and third prize is $250, to be paid by PayPal.
Our next piece of news was Game in Scotland. Game in Scotland is the big chance for any game programmer, artist, tester, designer, or animator to get a job. Yes, I said a job, even with Yo-Yo Games. Game in Scotland is obviously a gaming event in Scotland, where big game companies are actually hiring people to work for them. But it was on Saturday, the 22nd of May, 2010, and it was in Dundee, Scotland, you know, the gaming capital of the world. Yo-Yo Games just moved there, by the way, in case you didn't know that. They're having another one next year, in case you missed it. I thought it was pretty impressive. They have people there that have made the games like Grand Theft Auto, Harry Potter, Quidditch World Cup, Crackdown, all these game companies, and they actually go there and like hire.
Next, we have the new game maker for PSP Video. So Yo-Yo Games finally got their dev kit late last week. They've been busily working to port the current code base over to it. The new video is on the Game Maker Gazette and featuring Pixelry. They're slowly upgrading their runner to run both Game Maker 7 and Game Maker games on there. Why they need Game Maker 7 games to run on there, but it'll make someone happy, I guess.
They're going to be having some news on Game Maker 9, which I can't believe they're already announcing it, but it will be in the Game Maker's Digest. And that is GM Indie's new, you know, magazine. We didn't really announce it on here other than this. But it's pretty nice. I'm being interviewed by Brett Boy. Indie Burst Competition 01. Retro Minimal. Indie Burst official site launch was Friday, May 21st, 2010. And to kick things off, they are holding their first competition. Here's what they have to say. The theme is Retro Minimal Contest, and here are the rules. Must be made for this contest only. You may collaborate. No more than 3 colors. Must start out fresh. Any genre allowed. Due June 30th, 2010.
There will be 3 winners, and the rewards are all three winners get their game featured on the website, and the first place gets a blog review, and it might be announced on the Game Polisher Radio, and it's going to be announced on the competition page. Place and third place, second place gets announced on the competition page and Top Down Games Review, which is ChrisL01, his new nickname or his new productions type thing. And third place just gets featured on the website and announced on the competition page.
We are announcing our summer kickoff today. Our summer kickoff is basically the biggest Game Maker event of the summer. We're having big names in Game Maker like Ted. Well, I can't really say his last name. Sorry, Ted. You might also know him as Rotten Tater. Jesse Vunbrix, also known as 2D Cube. Andrew Brophy. And the famous Matt Makes Games, who's also known as Yo Mama's Mama and Matt Makes Games. Matt Thorson, sorry. They'll be joining us for a special broadcast, and they are going to talk about, you know, what they're doing this summer in Game Maker, any previews, and we're kind of just going to talk to them so then you can get to know your favorite Game Maker makers better. Also, if you want to be on the show, submit a funny little clip to us, somewhat like this.
Another awkward moment.
Submit something funny like this, and we'll put that on the show, and you will also be able to be on the show. Next up, we have game reviews. First up for game reviews, we have Hero Core by Daniel Ramar. Hero Core is the sequel to Hero, which was also made by him. He's also made the game Iggy. Hero Core isn't quite my kind of game. You float around in like the space-like environment with these rooms, and you go through, and you save and stuff. I didn't get very far in the game. kind of lost interest. But then again, it was late at night, so.
The game is, it's really good. I like the HUD bar and the really minimal graphics, the whole black and white. If you think about it, two colors in a whole big game like that, it's really hard, but he did it somehow. It's really good. I liked it, but it's also not exactly my type of game. I like more retro and fast-paced games, but this one was, it was really different, but at the same time, it was good. Next, we have Bitmen 2 by Darshell. This game was, it was really awesome. I mean, I liked it. You don't really find a lot of games that are like this. It was my type of game. It was a shooter, platformer shooter, and the background just keeps changing colors. It's really weird. This guy, you know, he looks weird. He's not really a guy, he's a Bitman. And the screen keeps turning.
The screen keeps tilting. The screen kind of tilts left to right. Like if you try to balance a piece of paper on your pencil, it kind of like wobbles back and forth, you know? That's what the screen's kind of like. It kind of wobbles back and forth.
Yeah, and I also really liked the jetpack. That was awesome.
This game is very linear. It's kind of cool. It kind of brings back the old days, like Mario and stuff, where they had to, you know, beginning of the levels on the left, the end of the levels towards the upper or the part of the room or the right. It's very simple. You always know where you're going, and you shoot these little guys, and it's fun. You collect coins. Yeah, very simple, but...
Yeah, good job, Michelle.
Next up, we have tutorial reviews and help.
For tutorial reviews and help, we have GM Tutorials. The site is really awesome. I mean, it's really different, and I think I've been here before. They changed it. And on the homepage, when you click, there's four latest examples, and the one on the very right is called the Snyder's Top-Down / Platform Fake 3D, and the picture on it is beautiful. It's just attractive. It's a little baby going, shh.
How do you
with
find
evil
that?
Green eyes. It kind of reminds me of HD for Life here.
Oh, wow, thanks. I thought the baby was pretty creepy. It's like, shh, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. Shh. That's totally what it gives me. But now let's actually get onto the website. GM Tutorials, well, it says V2, so version 2. It says that they have 23 pages, but the last four are blank. But there's... You can submit articles, and you can get your own tutorials on their website, and they got all sorts of stuff. I'll just give you a few. There's a wrap view example, surfaces, angled arc tech, text, how to increase game speed, video tutorials, drawing a variable, moving towards, angles and directions in GameMaker, and it keeps going out.
Yeah, I believe I've used the site before when I was version 1.
And the articles, there's actually buttons you can press that have easy, normal, advanced, expert, questions, and that stuff. There's also examples, videos, they have a forum. But overall, this is definitely a good place to get tutorials. We're going to have to give you 4.5 out of 5. Congrats. Dude who made gmtutorials.com. Next up, other coding language news. First, in other coding language news, we have tons of Flash Punk updates. There's tons of stuff. The website has been completely remade. There's open source Flash Punk on github.com. He's added seven new tutorials, such as setting up Flash Develop, the basics, keyboard and mouse input, basic collision, sound effects, animated sprites, and timing and motion. Most of these tutorials were in the basic tutorial, but now they've been updated so they work with version 1.0. The website's a lot different now. It's barely even resembles the old website. It's very nice. They have tabs for about, news, download, tutorials, resources, documents, games, forums, and donate. Do you use Flashpunk?
Yeah, I started using it, and then it got really confusing. I actually used, you guys reviewed a game, Zombie Employee. I used Gornova's open source game for Zombie Employee, and I started using it, but then I had some, like, difficulties with Adobe, and I just gave up on it, but it was really cool.
Oh, yeah, you can't use it with Adobe. You have to use Flash Develop.
Well, yeah, I know, but you have to use the, you still have to have some Adobe.
Oh, the Flash
I think
player?
It's Adobe Debugger.
Yeah, you got to get version 10.
Yeah, I know I had that, but yeah, then I had started getting some problems, so I just gave up.
But anyway, right now the featured game is Give Up Robot, which was made by Matt Thorson. It's actually featured on AdultSwim.com, which is Cartoon Network at night. Good job. It's pretty crazy that he's on such a big commercial website like this.
Adobe CS5 release, which is going to be after tomorrow on a Monday. I guess, yeah, they're releasing it. We were talking about this last, or on the second episode, I think it was.
Something like that.
Pretty cool. I'm excited in a way, but I'm not gonna, you know, buy it, but it looks pretty cool. Whoever's getting it, you guys better be excited, because it's awesome. It looks awesome.
Yeah. It costs a lot of money. Most of them, I think all of them actually, are well over 1,000, closer to the 2,000 range, but they're expensive. So, whoever has this kind of money and is willing to devote some time to this and maybe make a profit out of it, definitely a good investment.
I want to try the HTML5. It looks like they have, yeah, HTML5 with the Dreamweaver.
Yeah, there's tons of new stuff in HTML5. They've been developing it for a while. I've heard that it's not going to be completed to 2022, but you know, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But HTML5 is really nice. You can actually embed videos, audio, and all sorts of stuff right into your web page without having to use an uploader like YouTube, which is how we do our radio broadcasts, like, once you want to listen to it after we're offline. But back on topic, Adobe CS5 released on May 31st, which is Monday. So if you're going to buy it, buy it. And that's it. Next up, credits.
This broadcast was pre-recorded by HD for Life and Vetch using WavePad Sound Editor. Broadcasted by the famous 1000 Mics. This episode was written by HD for Life with assistance from Vetch. Music by Game Balance, Nemesis Theory, APXN, Gunshy, Ultima Epica, Skylar182, Alias F, and The Imperfect Disciple. If you are interested in being a guest speaker, please contact HD for Life on the GMC or the forum and we'll be there. Thank you for listening and have fun polishing. Have a good weekend.